Tonight's Shir, Simen Reish Samech Tes, and Simen Reish Ayin, or Ayin Reish, print it like that. Simen Reish Samech Tes. Din HaKiddush B'Beis HaKnesses. The law of Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Kiddush in Shul Friday night, at the conclusion of Davening, Sif Aleph. Now, Agin L'Kadesh B'Beis HaKnesses, the minig is to make Kiddush in the Shul. But the one who makes the kiddush cannot taste from the wine of kiddush. Ella mat imo l'katan. Rather, he gives it to a child to taste. Then kiddush el makam suda. The halacha is that kiddush is only effective if it's in the place where your meal will be. V'ayin l'kamon simen shayin gimel. Look later in simen shayin gimel. And therefore, the makadish isn't being used to kiddush. Umeikara lo niskan el bishvil orchim. Originally, the institution of main kiddush and shul was for the benefit of guests. The achli v'shasi bebei kiddushto, who would eat and drink in shul. L'hotziyam yidecha vasam. The one who says the kiddush has in mind to be motzi, the guest who will be eating in the shul. The achshav nowadays, afal gav, the lo achli archem v'kiddushto, the guests are not eating in shul. Lo bolot hatakana, nonetheless, this institution has not been voided. This is the reason of those places that have the minhag to say kiddush and shul. But actually, it's better if you are creating practices for the shul to make it. It's not the custom to say kiddush in the shul. That's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. The minhag is to stand when they make kiddush in shul. So even though in Eretz Yisrael they didn't make Kiddush, in Europe they did make Kiddush. And the notes being the Chaznush said, if you want to make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush also. You want to do that, you can do that also. You know, I think in Yerushalayim there's no Kiddush Friday night in shuls. So if you want to make Kiddush Friday night, like the minhag of the old country, you could do that too. Mishnah Berurah is called Aleph Mat Imol Katan. You give a child to drink, Hine. Yes, even some people say sheyizahir litein rak lekotan shlogil lechinuch. You should make sure to give it to a child who's not yet chinuch age. Avam magen avam kaseh b'shem ha'poiskim, but magen avam quotes the poiskim, the mutter litein afil lekotan shlogil lechinuch, that you can give the wine to a child who is chinuch age. Hanekvarshis kvarsheva kolchad from chorfei. That's the 6 or 7 year old, depending on his intelligence. Other places we say 5 or 6. But adrabo, and just the opposite, if you're going to insist on giving the wine to a child who's not chinuch age, then the bracha of the one who recited the bracha is a bracha in vain. Because this child who's drinking is not an age when he makes brachas yet. Now, even what we clarify later in Simen Shinmem Gimel, the asur lahachil biyadayim lekatan afil dvarim shasur bidabanon, is forbidden to feed with your hands to a child something forbidden, even if it's only forbidden drabanon. Hacha shari, when it comes to giving him to drink without kiddush, essentially, because it's not kiddush makom suda, that's okay. But when they comment on it, there's many reasons why it's okay. Ayin magen avam, look at the magen avam. V'adin the mutar lahachil lekatan b'shabbos b'shachris lifnei kiddush. Similarly, it is mutter to give children to eat Shabbos morning before they hear kiddush. Va'asur la'anoisa. It is forbidden to cause them discomfort and pain of not eating. And essentially, the distinction between the iser and shimon shimon gimel over here is, in shimon gimel, talking giving the child something which is forbidden to eat. It's also, well, it's deraisa, it's darbana. You can't feed him things that are also. The food we're giving him here is mutter. It's not also. The problem is the timing. It's not the right time. He didn't hear kiddush yet. Over there, we don't say you can't feed the child. And therefore, it makes the difference if it's Friday night, it makes the difference if it's Shabbos morning. Before kiddush, you're allowed to give a child to eat and drink. What do you do if there is no child chinuch age in shul? Meaning to say, it's just all adults. The shul does not have any children. There's no children who came to shul. As a yishte kishir revius, then the one who made kiddush should drink a revius. Shechasha becomes suda. That becomes his makom suda. Pasha kasev simen reish ayin gimel sefei. We will learn the standard simen reish ayin gimel sefei. The Yoitz Mizeh had Yoitz with that. The Yivarach Achakach Baruch Achron, they don't have to take a Baruch Achron afterwards. The Achshav B'dayit, and he has to think in his mind, let's say it's because that he has in mind, he's being Yoitz Kiddush. And yet he can still go home and kiddush again for his family. He's not yet a kiddush unless he's in the suda there. The one who makes the kiddush is not yet with the kiddush. It's not the place where he will eat his meal. Therefore, he can't taste any of it. Unless he makes kiddush, or until he makes kiddush, in the place where he'll have his meal. So it doesn't help make kiddush and shul eat his meal at home. You have to kiddush where you're going to have the meal. Sifka and gimel, bebe kinishta. The guests would eat and drink in shul. Look back in Kuflan Aleph, you're talking to Mishnah about eating in Shul B'chal. You're allowed to eat in Shul, you're allowed to serve guests in Shul, guests are different, because in general we don't eat in the base medrash. Sifkan Da'ad, Lo Tziyam Yidei Chavosam. The meaning of a kiddush in Shul was to be mostly the guests. The Yafa Gav the Mekadosh Atzmo L'Yotzi. Even though the one main kiddush is not being Yotza, Motzi Eser Acherim, he could still be mostly the others. K'mo Shel Kasuv, Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, as is written in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. When it comes to Kiddush, he can make the bracha for them, even though he is not eating with them. It's a chiddush, because usually when it comes to a bracha on food, like Bar Pia Goffin, you can only make the bracha if you're going to drink yourself. When it comes to Kiddush, Friday night, he can say the bracha for them, even if he doesn't drink. So the Mechaber says it's better to make the minig not to make kiddush in shul already because you don't have the guests. So why make kiddush for? And that's the minig in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah says uba medina seina, but in our land nohagin lekash v'es hakness b'shabbos. The minig is to make kiddush in shul Shabbos v'yantiv including yantiv. Bilvad with one exception, b'lavishin shal Pesach, the first night of Pesach, and the kaddish v'es hakness. You don't make kiddush in shul because everyone has wine for kiddush. For you have to daat kaisas, we make sure everyone has daat kaisas. So we're not going to make kiddush in shul. Umahadur acher yayin, we try to get wine for this kiddush. V'nagin liknos b'damim hamitzvah mishayitan yayin lebeis haknesses lekiddushov avdaltam. And the meaning is actually to purchase with a price. People pay for the mitzvah. Who will be the one to provide the shul with wine for kiddush and avdala? And one should not stop that minig. This was established by many go'inim. That's the Mishnah Berachah we make for people who give wine for Kiddush and Avdol and Shul. Sivkan Vav La'amod. The Rosh says the minig is to stand when they make Kiddush and Shul. V'amr Risham Risham say, she's a mo'il la'ayifus habirkayim. If you have weary knees, if your legs hurt you, the segula to have rafu is to stand by Kiddush and Shul. You stand by Kiddush and Shul, it'll help your legs. Simen Ayin Reish, Loimar Mishnas Bameh Madlikin. To recite the Mishnayis of Bameh Madlikin. Sif Aleph. No Hagen Loimar Perek Bameh Madlikin. The meaning is to recite the chapter of Masechah Shabbos Bameh Madlikin Friday night. The Hasfaradim Oymaso Koydim Tfilas Arvis. The Sfaradim actually say it before Marv, which is proper. So that the Simonim are out of order. Kiddush is after Marv. But Malikim is beforehand. So it's the proper place to say it is before Marv. Mishnah Berurah have gone out. Perek Bameh Malikim. Why would they say that Perek? The Fishayeshbo Dine Hadloka, because there's the Halachas of Halachas Neris. And there are three things he's supposed to tell his family, his wife, right? Tell the family, stay in the house before Shabbos starts to remind them. To remind them, did they take care of Maisris? Did they take care of Erchatseris? The things you have to do before Shabbos starts. So he reminds them of those things. So we should do it before Marv. Where they lived, Makdim in Hispal Arvis. They would daven Marv when it was still daytime. But they create Perek Zeh when they read through this Perek. They were supposed to read it before Marv. Yeda, they'll know b'memadlik and what to light with. V'yizkor shloshet dvarim v'yaseleim. Then he'll remember. He'll go back home and tell his wife to take care of the things they have to take care of. V'al ken kasev ha'shulchan aruch duha nochan. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. The proper way is before you daven ma'ariv. T'la'achat tefilas arvis ma'naf gemina. When's daven ma'ariv? What's the point? The notes point out that according to this view, you say Mamalikim before you Makabal Shabbos. So you're saying it before Mizmah Shilim Shabbos. Because they used to Makabal Shabbos by Marv, by Baruch Hu. We're Makabal Shabbos Mizmah Shir. So this idea is that you have to say it before you Makabal Shabbos yet, would mean you're going to say it before Mizmah Shilim Shabbos. Ub Mekoyma Shinargan Omo Achat Filas Aris. Now the places that have the minute to say it after Marv, Kasap Bimin Hage Maharak Hatam. The reasons are given. Seifim and Hogim Harak, Kadesh Shem Yaacher Odim in the Spala, that if a person came late to Davin, Yelo Shahus the Hispala, but Ochi Yoma, but Memalikim. It gives him a chance to catch up while they're saying, Memalikim. For the Chain Ain Oima Sober Shabbos Cholomoid, therefore we're not going to say it in Shabbos Cholomoid. The Fisha Ain Ma'ach and Kokachla Volabesa Knessas, because Shabbos Cholomoid, people aren't working on Cholomoid the way they would on a weekday, and therefore they're not late to Shul. Because they're not doing regular malacha. Kasev bach the bach writes, sheish loymar b'memadlikin acher kiddush. B'memadlikin should be after kiddush. Da'ilu yoyma odif u'makdimin aleh. So you want to bring in the day first, and that's the kiddush, and that comes first. And that would explain why Simon Reish Tamach Tess is kiddush in a second. Uba b'kama sayin, but in our land, ha'minig lo'am b'memadlikin koydim. Our minig say b'memadlikin before kiddush. The custom of Pisha Tam, Pisha explains the reason. The Ner Beso Vekiddush Hayom, Ner Beso Adif. When it comes to Neris and Kiddush, Neris comes first. Like Ner Samach Gimel. So, but remember, Likim, the halachas of Neros precedes Kiddush. The notes point out that if the essence of Seim Amar Likim was to remind people to go home and tell their families, so you got to do it before Marev, and you got to do it before Makabal Shabbos. And the meaning of a place that say the after Marv is saying that, well, it's just to delay, to have some extra time. People shouldn't be davening by themselves, let them catch up. The notes points out to Aruch HaShulchan writes that Yesh Nohagu, there are those who have the meaning not say it at all. Because since we're not saying it before Marv, what's the point? The whole point was to say it before Marv. We're not saying it before Marv. We're Mekabel Shabbos first. We're saying Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. What's the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos? Mekabel Shabbos. It's the equivalent of being Davar Ma'ariv. So there's no point anymore. So Choshuchah said, that's why those people stop saying it in Gansan. That's why some people don't say it at all. Instead, they say from the Zera Kodesh, Kegavna. Now, the Kutim Arich says a pshat in the Minig Ashkenaz, don't worry about saying about Memalikim before Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, the reason we don't worry about it is because in our Medinos, we're not lighting with the Shemen and Psilos that are problematic. Meiser, we don't give Meiser. We don't involve the Meisers. Eruv, we don't make Eruv Chatzeres every Friday. We do it once a year, Eruv Pesach, for the whole year. So it's not the Gei B'chlal. So that's what he says, that's why we don't worry about it. We do it later on. The Mishnah Berurah just says, yeah, push it off later, that people come late to shul, give them a chance. So, for the same money, do it before Marv. So he says, the reason they stopped doing it before is because it wasn't Ogeya. We're using candles. We're not using these oils, these exotic oils and these wicks to talk about. We're not giving maestros in Europe. We're not worried about Erev Chatzeres every Friday. So Emela, that's not why we're doing it anymore. So Emela, they'll do it later on, and if people are going to catch up, they'll catch up. But that's how the Kutim Rich explains why the minig became to say it where we say it after Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Se'if Beis. Yesh she'ein oimim oso b'yontif she'chal yos b'erev Shabbos. There are those who will not say b'malikim when yontif is erev Shabbos. V'yesh she'ein oimim oso b'shal shechanak. And there are others who won't say it Shabbos Chanukah either. The Ramah says v'ein nohagin kem b'chanak. That's not a minute. By Chanukah, by Shabbos Chanukah, we do say b'malikim. U'b'shal shecholomoid ein oimim oso. Shabbos cholomoid, we don't say it. And when Yontif and Shabbos coincide, we don't say it either. Mishnah Berurah explains, and Yontif is Erev Shabbos, there are those who do not say Memalikim. Because you can't say, did you give Meiser? Shein Maaser b'Yontif. You don't do Meiser in Yontif. V'chein b'Yontif shchal b'Shabbos, mishon lo plug. When Yontif is chal on Shabbos, we don't do it either. Either you could do the Meiser Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, but it's a lo plug. The notes point out that later the Shartzion says it's not lo plug, he says it's a gezerah. They don't say it on Yontif shchal b'Shabbos, gezerah of Yontif shchal b'Erev Shabbos. And Luke Kutner Rich says, that's why we don't say it on Chol HaMoed either. Why don't we say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? So his lashon is, it's the same gezeirah of Yontif Shechal b'Shabbos, and Chol HaMoed is a gezeirah otu Yontif Shechal b'Erev Shabbos when it's not Lugeh. So Mela, in all those scenarios, we don't say B'Memer Likim. Second doubt, Shal Chanukah. The Mechaber brings a sheet that not to say B'Memer Likim on Shabbos Chanukah, b'pnei she'nizkub ha'psul shmonim she'im asurim b'Shabbos lo b'Chanukah. Because we list oils that are possible for Shabbos, not Chanukah, so maybe it's insulting for Chanukah, so we don't say it. But almost it's not our minig. Our minig is we do say it, even in that case. Sivkon hei b'Shabbos. When Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, we don't say it. V'chein b'yom kippurim shechal b'Shabbos ein omis. So we also don't say it in Kippur shechal b'Shabbos. When Kippur shechal b'Shabbos, we don't say memalikim. It brings from the Shiur Knesset Gedoylo. You say Yisartem, you're not be meiser for Yom Kippur. You're not eating at Yom Kippur. You're a meiser Erev Kippur for Matzim Kippur. It's not okay. So Meila, the svaros of the Yisartem, once it doesn't apply that, we leave the whole thing out. The Shaar Tshuva on this Simon of Amem Alikim brings a note which the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss here. When the Ramah says, when Yontif is Chal Shabbos, we don't say Amem Alikim. So he says, look in Berhetev, and then he says the following: B'shalmi chagiga b'shem b'istavet kosev. Shemati she'ein oim l'choy doidi b'yontif shechal b'shabbos. I heard that we don't say l'choy doidi when Yontif and Shabbos coincide. Mishum denir kibiyush l'yontif. It looks like an embarrassment of Yontif. She'oim p'nei Shabbos nekablo. D'mash v'lo p'nei Yontif. We're coming to accept Shabbos. What about Yontif? You're not even accepting Yontif. You're only accepting Shabbos. It's an embarrassment to Yontif. V'nir dein lahakbid. It seems that's not a reason to be worried. The Shabbos ain't serch kiddush beistin. Shabbos doesn't need beistins announcing the Rosh Chodesh and from there when Yontif occurs. U'memeilu ka'asi. Shabbos comes on its own. Every 7 days is Shabbos, regardless of Sanhedrin. So that's why the person has to be mekabel the Shabbos. Kivin shubo eleinu ma'atzmo, because Shabbos comes on its own. Aval Yontif shubo eleinu ade kiddush beis, and Yontif comes because we invite Yontif, basically. We create the calendar, we create the month, so we invited Yontif when we made Rosh Chodesh. Nimsa sh'anu mevino, so we bring Yontif. V'mkei matzarech l'tzeisa kraso l'kabbos, so we have to go out to mekabel it. There's no embarrassment at all. What's the embarrassment? Yontif, we invited already when we were proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, we have to invite. We have to mekabel. Yet it would seem like Yom Kippur night not to say it. We don't do Kabbalah Shabbos Yom Kippur night. Because there's no neshama yaseira. Mash to be Yontif, Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos, never be started. Mash when Yontif is fine to Mekabel Shabbos. So there are people who will say L'chol Dodi on Shabbos Yontif night, or Motzei Yontif, L'chol HaMoed, all these times, they will say L'chol Dodi.